kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Healthy Pinoy. Tuwing ikapito ng Abril ay ginugunita ang World Health Day na binuo ng World Health Assembly taong 1948. Ito ay upang magtaas ng awareness at maiwasan ang mga sakit at gawing top priority ang kalusugan. Ngayong umaga sa Healthy Pinoy, sa tulong ng specialist GP na si Dr. Angelica Logarta Scott, ating hinimay ang top 3 diseases ng mga Pilipino sa Australia. At inalakay din kung paano ba mapapabuti ang ating kalusugan at ng ating pamilya.
Ba yung mga tatlong pinakakaraniwang sakit na nararanasan ng mga Pilipino dito sa Australia?
I think it's good to look at the background. You know, Filipinos are actually one of the fastest growing migrant communities in Australia. And there are certain health conditions which tend to be more common due to genetics, lifestyle, and environmental factors. So here are the top 3 diseases. So number 1 is cardiovascular disease. So this includes heart disease and stroke. So Filipinos have a genetic predisposition to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, which when combined with dietary habits, you know, high sodium, fried foods, it increases the risk for heart attacks and strokes. So many Filipinos and Filipino Australians work long hours in physically demanding jobs, leading to stress and sometimes neglecting regular checkups. So if we look at the study, Claudette, there is actually a study done in 2017 by the Australian Bureau of Statistics and the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, saying that heart disease is the leading cause of death in Australia. And Filipino Australians have the higher prevalence of hypertension and high cholesterol than other groups. So very, very, ano talaga, highly prevalent ang cardiovascular disease.
Mm-mm.
Number 2 naman is yung diabetes, especially the type 2 diabetes, which is alarmingly prevalent in Filipino communities. So genetics really play a role here, but diet and lifestyle is a huge are huge factors. You know, with Filipinos, because we know that we eat white rice, sugary desserts, and processed foods, which contribute to insulin resistance. And many Filipino Australians are also shift workers, which disrupts sleep and metabolism, which then increases the risk for diabetes. And number 3, Claudette, chronic kidney disease or CKD. So kidney disease is actually a silent killer in the Filipino community. It's often linked to yung mga untreated high blood pressure and diabetes. So many Filipinos also take painkillers regularly. So because of muscle aches, you know, a lot of Filipinos think that it's okay to take yung mga tinatawag natin over-the-counter medications, but they don't know that actually these are risk factors na nakaka-damage ng kidneys. So also important is if they can control their blood pressure and diabetes, and also having regular checkups early on to prevent these from worsening.
So we mentioned cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and kidney disease. Parang lifestyle yung pangunahing reason kung bakit, you know, nagkakaroon tayo ng ganoong sakit.
That's true, you know, because the diet, lifestyle, exercise, sleep are very, very important factors. So most of the time, kasi when we're young, we don't feel anything. And we feel like, you know, we're invincible. And, you know, these things cannot happen. But when people realizes na, ano na pala, late na, so damage has been done. So I think ang important thing to do is really make sure na early on, especially if they have a family history, wherein most Filipinos naman have family history of diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, it's really important to have their checks early on.
Paano maiiwasan or mapababa yung risk ng mga sakit na ito? Ano mga pwedeng gawin ng ating mga kababayan?
So I think number one really is to look out for their diet. So for example, yung day-to-day, even if they are in their 20s or 30s, early on, they have to look at their diet, avoiding processed foods, avoiding pinatawag nating refined carbohydrates or yung naked carbohydrates. So anything that you can buy in the shops, yung mga na-process na, those are very, very high risk because they can shoot up your blood sugar in the blood. They can cause insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. So early on pa yun, nangyayari na yun sa katawan. But then siguro after many years that they've been exposed to these processed foods, then they eventually develop insulin resistance and diabetes. So secondly is to really make sure they do exercises. So recommendation really is to have 45 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. So yung moderate intensity exercise is enough na yung it can make you puff and like brisk walking, aerobic exercises. So yun ang recommendation. And losing weight is also very important, especially here in Western countries, in Australia, and even in the Philippines, marami ng mga overweight or nabulong sa tinatawag nating obese. So losing weight really, really lowers your risk. So tinatawag nating lowers your cardiovascular risk, lowers your metabolic syndrome risk, at lowers your diabetes risk. Kung kulang kasi sa sleep, it causes us to have, poorer immune system, it also causes our sugar to spike and causes us to eat more unhealthy, really. We crave more unhealthy foods. We are deprived of sleep.
Yung kanin, Doc, ito palaging tanong ng mga Pilipino, kasi tayo mga Pinoy, rice is life, di ba?
Oh, so, yes.
Di ba okay lang naman po kumain ng kanin? Where do we draw the line? Kailangan ba iwasan yung kanin or altogether? Or it's okay to eat pero moderately?
I know it's part of our culture. And again, ang pagkakanin is very, talaga yung nasa palate talaga natin. So, ang recommendation talaga, kung if you have risk of diabetes, is to lower the risk of, kasi yung kanin kasi it shoots up your blood sugar easily. So if they can choose options na mas healthy na options such as brown rice and also quinoa, or meron ang tinatawag ngayong low GI rice, so it's better and healthier that way. Now, kung kaya nila na they can avoid eating rice, then that would be good as well. They can focus on more complex type of carbohydrates like siguro sweet potatoes that have more fibers and also can be a bit healthier in it doesn't increase the risk of developing diabetes.
Kung wala ka namang diabetes, Doc, okay lang naman magkanin. Pero kung mataas yung risk mo or meron ka ng diabetes, if you can avoid, dapat.
It would be good if you can avoid or choose the healthier option of rice.
Meron din kayong project to help those people na may diabetes or yung mga gustong mag-lose weight, meron kayong proyekto na pinupush ngayon?
Yeah, so ang Western Sydney Change in Diabetes Team, this is head by our director, Professor Glenn Maberly. Meron tayong tinatawag na 2-kilogram challenge. So this is for people with pre-diabetes or those with risk of developing diabetes, which is, as we know, most of the Filipinos. So this is to lower the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and other chronic diseases. So this is a free program, Claudette, organized by the Western Sydney Changing Diabetes Team. And by signing up, the team will support them over the 8 weeks period to lose weight. And goal is to lose 2 kilograms or more. This includes coaching programs, exercise ideas, and helpful tips. So it's really, really good. And there's also a community, online community to connect with others. So if they're interested to sign up, so they just go to www.2kg, so number two, then kgchallenge.com.au, and also go to Filipino Australian Diabetes Support Network Facebook page for further information.
So anyone can join, Doc. Walang age limit, no?
Walang age limit. At saka, hindi lang siya limited sa Sydney. It can be all over Australia. At saka, I know this is more for Filipinos, but ano naman, any other nationalities can join, or any other ethnic groups, I mean, can join.
We're hoping na marami yung sasali at marami tayong matulungan, hindi po ba? Now, for the last question on this subject, Doc, sa tingin niyo po ba, sa practice niyo or sa experience niyo as a doctor po, meron bang particular na condition or health condition na sa tingin niyo talagang mas laganap sa mga Filipino kumpara sa ibang lahi?
Halatang halata ko ang type 2 diabetes talaga at fatty liver. Type 2, link naman sila, connected naman siya as a part of the metabolic syndrome. So it's like an umbrella where you have type 2 diabetes, you have hypertension, cholesterol at yung fatty liver. So very, very common. I see that all the time, Claudette.
Ano pong payo natin sa lahat ng mga tagapakinig when it comes to, you know, avoiding mga diseases sa ating katawan?
Have to remember that many of these diseases are preventable with small lifestyle changes. So regular checkups are crucial, especially because Filipinos, we often don't feel sick until it's too serious. And my message, of course, prioritize your health. Even if you feel fine, your future self will thank you.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.